I'm Carrie Rollwagon, and I'd like to introduce you to my grandmother, Barbara Lautner. I called her Missy. Missy passed away not long ago at age 85, but a few months before she died, we sat down for a series of interviews about what life was like when she was young. I did want to mention that these recordings aren't perfect. We had hoped to have more time to go back and do pickups, but that's not the way it worked out. But I did want to thank my cousin, Becca Harmon. She did some editing to the sound to make these more listenable and enjoyable. Today's conversation is a little less narrative than the others we've had. Throughout our conversations, a few times Barbara brought up thoughts on what was going on in the world when she was in high school and in her early adulthood. So today's conversation is pieced together from four different interviews. We start out in Pensacola when Missy was in high school, and then we move to California where David and Barbara Lautner set up their first home. Were women still wearing hats a lot, like little hats?
Oh, yeah.
Or,
yeah. Even when I was, before I was married, we were wearing hats. And, oh, I have a hat story.
Okay.
We had a very active garden club in Pensacola. Every year they had a jewel and junk sale out the fairground. I'd go every year, and one year I bought 23 hats. A lot of them I gave to your mother to use in college because they had to wear a hat every Sunday.
Oh, really?
To church.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So some of them I gave to her, but I enjoyed, wearing them myself. I mean, these were very nice hats. Some of them in the boxes, mm-hmm. the round boxes and all.
What kind of hats was it? I mean, did they have a little veils? What were the hats like?
Yeah, some of them had veils. Some of them had a wide brim.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were felt, just depending on the season.
Do you miss having all these accessories or?
No.
Okay. Did you like them then, or were they just a nuisance then too?
No, they were fun. They were fun. But I mean, I bought all those hats. I've forgotten a quarter, 50 cents a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my friends thought I was off my rocker.
Yeah. So this light and fun conversation, which I loved, led into a much heavier topic because Missy talked about how only white people were allowed to come to this garden club sale. Black people were not allowed to come. And so this opened the topic of racism. And Missy opened it herself. I didn't guide her there. She was raised at a time when overt racism was considered normal. She didn't speak much about it in any of the time I've known her or in these interviews, but she does remember noticing the differences, and she talks about that here.
Now, this brings up racism.
Separate but equal was still a law, really, right? So there were still different water fountains and different...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So were most people, were most little white girls walking through the same, a area of town that would be considered black? Or was that, were your parents fine with that, but other parents wouldn't have been? Do you remember?
I don't remember knowing of any parents that were apprehensive
mm-hmm.
about that. So that makes me think there was not hatred
mm-hmm.
Between the races, but there was a class difference. No black person would have come to our house and come to the front door. They would have gone to the back door and knocked on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, and I was pretty young.
Right.
But I remember that,
mm-hmm.
Did
it seem normal then, or did that seem weird, or did you even put it together until later?
It was just the way things were.
Right.
I think you just learn to accept things the way they were. Thankfully, we were not in an area where there was fighting between the races, or, you know, Ku Klux Klan, nothing like that, Carrie. So I didn't come up with that feeling, and I never sensed that my parents disliked black people, but I knew they felt differently.
Right. Mm-hmm. Could black people come in the store, or did they have a different entrance, or was
they came in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of them didn't have much money, so we didn't have a lot of black customers, and mm-hmm. They had to walk a long way, carry it back.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, when did you start to... Do you remember if the laws even changed while your parents were alive, or was that much later? I guess that would have been in the 60s that the laws were changing.
Well, maybe because I was young, but the first thing I remember, we were down at the University of Florida, and they had the first black student. Even then I thought, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Person's just coming here to study.
So there was a lot of, like marches against it, or people were just...
I don't remember that. Either I was so involved in trying to pass courses, or we lived out in a sort of a rural area in a trailer park. And so we just get in the car and come home.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember that. But I remember there was turmoil, maybe just talking.
Mm-hmm. Right. Know. Do you remember what happened to that student who...
Well, I think he continued.
Okay.
I think he continued.
Did you see... Were there more black students as you, like, stayed in college? Or do you remember?
No. Unless they were... In the classes I took, I normally wouldn't have seen them.
Right. You were busy having a new daughter, so.
Well, yes. And before that, I was just struggling, you know, to pass courses and
right.
learning to cook and, you know, do laundry and stuff like
yes.
that because I was young.
Yeah.
You know.
I had a couple of questions I wanted to follow up on from yesterday.
Uh-huh.
One, you talked about laundry just being a washboard still.
That was when I was growing up.
Right.
But when we got married and moved to California, we first moved into this little duplex.
Mm-hmm.
And it just had like a living room. I don't remember any chairs, but there was a bed that came out of the wall.
A Murphy bed.
Murphy bed. And a little bitty kitchen with a table and a bathroom.
Yes.
That was it.
So when you got to California after getting married, that's what you moved into?
Yes.
A little, okay.
And to wash, I had to do it by hand in the lady's garage.
Okay.
So we didn't stay there about a month, and we moved into Navy housing because it was cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I must have still washed our clothes by hand because I remember hanging them out.
So when you washed by hand, what was that process like?
Well, you had a rub board.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a rub board is?
I don't know.
Well, it's a board about that big, and it had, most of them had corrugated metal
mm-hmm.
down, and you would scrub your clothes on that.
So it's like a washboard that you see, or like, do washboards have like two poles coming out of the bottom, or no?
Yes.
Okay. And that is that so you stand between them?
Well, it would just hold it up from the bottom of the tub.
Okay.
Some.
Okay. So you just literally rub your clothes on it. And
yes.
That's what you called it? You called it a rub board?
Yes.
Okay.
And some people called it a washboard.
Okay. So...
Then you had to rinse them.
Yes.
And squeeze them.
Yeah.
Then hang them out.
So rinsing them, was that just regular running water, or did you kind of like submerge them in the, you know how some people rinse their dishes, they'll just run the water, and some people rinse their dishes by dipping them in a bowl of water, or was it the same?
Yeah, it was an additional tub.
Okay.
That we'd put water in and slosh them up and down.
Okay.
And then squeeze them.
So it wouldn't necessarily get every bit of soap out. It would just get, you know, rinsed
well,
out as much tried.
As you can.
Okay. And then you'd hang the you'd squeeze them out and then hang them on the line? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how was that process? Like, did it feel annoying at the time, or was that just like, this is the way it's done and we don't know anything different?
Well, nothing else was offered me. The lady didn't have a washing machine
mm-hmm.
or anything. The other family would do their laundry on a different day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
so you did. Were you assigned days then?
We must have just talked about it.
Yeah.
You know.
So did you, if you wash clothes like that, would you wash their clothes every time you wore them, or would you wear them a few times?
Well, I wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was using very little clothes. I'd have to wash his uniforms, which was a pain.
Oh, I bet.
We didn't change clothes often, Carrie.
I think that's a difference, too. So how often, like how many... About how many outfits would you have, like, in your whole closet?
Probably not more than a half a dozen dresses or skirts. We used a lot of skirts and blouses then.
Mm-hmm.
And not really, maybe only two or three pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm. And did you wear pants, or was it mostly just dresses and skirts and shorts?
Pedal pushers were in then.
So like capri sort of?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I had a couple pair of those,
mm-hmm.
you know, but no slick looking things like Lauren McCall would
yeah.
wear, you know. I mean, we had no money.
Right.
You know, we had an ice box. We mm-hmm. had to go get ice.
Okay. How did that work?
Not too well, but.
So what is an ice box? What does it look like? How did you even?
Well, usually it had a place.
Like, would it look like a freezer, or does it look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, that it would resemble our freezer, but mm-hmm. it wasn't as insulated or anything, but. It seemed like to me there was metal in there, and the water would drain out somewhere.
Okay.
And so then the bottom must have been, had some open spaces so the cool could go down to your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't eat a lot of food, you know. I can remember going to the grocery store very few times. And I thought it was so interesting because of the different outfits that people out west wore
mm-hmm.
that we did not wear at home.
Well, what kind of things did they wear that were different?
Some would have a fur on, and the next person had a pair of shorts on. they were getting into the little crazies.
The like more fashion and or
well
like,
yeah but it
oh, craze,
well,
but it like a trend and
it was more you do your own thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anything to do with.
Yeah.
I remember buying one pair of shoes when we were headed to college.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wore what I had.
Yes.
You know.
So
I wasn't one that wanted to always be stylish, and I knew our money was had to be frugal.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So if so, was that not weird socially if you wore the same thing really often?
No, it wasn't.
All right. Would it be like the same, like day after day, or just you'd see the same outfit appear?
Well, most people did not get out and around, so mm-hmm. they saw the same people carry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got groceries once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to church Sundays and Wednesday nights, but you most people wore a different outfit on Sundays. You mm-hmm. know, two or three Sundays. I mean, you skip some.
You'd have two or three Sunday dresses, and yeah. then you'd just put them in a rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. there were a lot of things different. No air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
That we did start having little fans up on the wall that would offer a little relief.
Right.
And handheld fans. I came across this the other day.
Yeah, you have a handheld fan. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying these conversations and you want to remember Barbara, invite people into your life, your family, your friends, strangers, and invite adventure in too.